Honey beekeepers in the U.S. lost about 22% of their colonies this past winter. While that might not sound good, the Bee Informed Partnership says that's the second lowest winter colony loss it's seen in more than a decade. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, Indiana farmers need those bees to pollinate their crops.
Nathalie Steinhauer is the research coordinator for the partnership. She says honeybees are less able to outrun pests in the wintertime.
Beekeepers expect that, so they can plan for it and they can have their management ready.
The winter before last, during the 2018-2019 season, Indiana tied with South Carolina for the lowest percentage of colony losses in the country. Dave Shenefield with the Indiana Queen Breeders Association says that could be because new beekeepers are now controlling for varroa mites, the honeybee's number one pest. But it's not time to celebrate yet. Steinhauer says even though there were fewer colony losses in the U.S. this past winter, it followed the highest summer loss her group has ever recorded. Overall, annual bee colony losses in Indiana have been trending up slightly in the past decade. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.